Okay, it's running.
Caitlin, are you ready?
Yes, I'm just recording it on Zoom for safety.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I would like to welcome you to the Commerce Union Main Committee meeting. The date is March 16, 2022. The time is 10:01 a.m. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Caitlin, could you please take care of the roll call?
Yes, ma'am. Speaker Pratt?
Present.
Congresswoman Spigler?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Second Speaker Rebard?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
And Chairwoman Shaw?
Present. Thank you, Caitlin. Speaker Pratt, could you take care of the burn for us?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Heavenly Father, thank you again for this beautiful day. Thank you for the sunshine and all the blessings that you give to us. And as we prepare to enter into this new season, new year for us, and I just ask you to comfort all those in mourning. We've had so much loss among our people and communities lately that I just ask you to comfort them and guide them as they enter, continue life without their loved ones, and bless them and just help heal their hearts and let them feel their love and hold on to the memories of their loved ones. And I ask that you help anyone who's feeling ill or having any mental illness at this time, or just feeling lonely and despair. I ask that you be with them. And I ask that you bless all my colleagues and their families, our Osage Nation employees and their homes and all of their needs, Father. Forgive me for anything I've forgotten. I just ask that you bless our community. Thank you, Father, for all that you do. Forgive us for our sins. And I pray these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Speaker Pratt. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes. You do have the minutes from anyone from executive on the line. want to make a couple of comments before we enter into this discussion. This discussion has been conducted in executive session. I know that there has been some discussion as to whether it should or should not be. As chair of this committee, that you know, this came about because of requests from some of the Congress members to be able to review some of the expense accounts at the casino. Now, I did make the decision to discuss.
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to make a statement real quick.
Yes, please do.
So, the letters themselves, you know, you designated them as confidential, so the contents of the letters, the actual content of the letters is still confidential unless Congress designates it otherwise. So, we should probably refrain from discussing the actual contents of the letters, the subject matter, that I think you intend to discuss, the request for information. It's fair and not, it's not confidential in and of itself unless he doesn't do so. But the actual content of the letter should remain confidential. If you intend to discuss the letters themselves, then we need to go into executive session for that. If you just want to discuss the request for information, then that can be done in open session.
Attorney Hill, thank you so much for that that guidance. I appreciate it. Based on that, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss confidential.
No, move.
And thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Congresswoman Lennon?
Yes. Could we have discussion, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay, great. And with Mr. Gill, too. Thank you very much. And good morning, everyone on the call and everyone listening in. So I want to discuss a little bit further about the subject matter. And the reason I wanted to do this is because, in the open part of it, not necessarily an executive session, just to get a little more clarity, for myself. And two, when we talk about things like this sometimes, it really, you know, can sometimes people may feel that we're trying to, you know, be secretive or hide something, and that's not it at all. And so I just want to discuss the part about the subject matter. And Mr. Gill, my question is, in open meeting, before we go, not right now, but when we come out to discuss the subject matter, when we discuss the subject matter, to be sure we stay within the bounds of, away from the confidential pieces, when we speak about it, we're going to be speaking about it in general terms, as in we've requested information and what we're requesting, and then can we go as far to say, well, that's my first question. I want to fucking ask the next question.
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Yes, go ahead.
So it is obviously a fine line we're talking about here, that the contents themselves, the words on the paper, have been designated confidential. A lot of those that they can't be discussed or made unconfidential unless Congress makes that act. So you have to make a motion on the congressional floor for the full body to designate them not confidential. Now, the information itself, technically not confidential until somebody designates it so. So you can't discuss the sentences that were written on the paper. That's confidential. Subject matter is not necessarily confidential.
And so, okay, I'm going to refrain and ask this in executive session because of the fine line. My next question. because I don't want to cross any lines I'm not supposed to. And if we can discuss the question that I want to ask or the topic that I want to discuss outside of executive session, do that. I'd like to do that, but I don't want to cross that line beforehand. So that's all I have for this moment. And thank you so much for your indulgence. Thank you, Mr. Gill.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Chair.
Yes, Speaker. Go ahead.
Okay, I do have one question. So, Mr. Gill, you're saying that because the letters, the requests for the letters were deemed confidential, that's what's keeping them confidential right now. So I guess just because they were deemed confidential by the chair, would that not be an action of the committee or the chair? I'm not really catching the part where we have to go on the floor of Congress to do that. Can you help me?
Confidential or not confidential. There's no process set out in law for making something confidential. So anytime an elected official deems something confidential, it's technically confidential until Congress acts, make a motion on the floor of Congress that it's not confidential. That is set out in law.
Okay.
Since they have been deemed confidential at this point, we can't do anything about that except by an act of Congress.
All right, got it.
If the committee wishes to discuss these things in open session, we could simply postpone this meeting and discussion for 2 weeks, have a motion on the floor to make the letters not confidential.
Right.
And have the discussion in committee.
Right, I hear you. I just wanted to catch the part about it being a matter of a congressional act or a committee act. So thank you for clarifying that. And so then any discussion that has gone on thus far, any revealing of the contents of the letter has been essentially a violation of confidentiality. Any discussion, because at this point, anyone outside of members of Congress shouldn't know what's contained in those letters. Okay, thank you for the clarification. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. We'll vote on the motion now. There's a motion and a second to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential proprietary information. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you, Caitlin. Let me know when you're ready.
Chair, who do you want on the call?